Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Brabo Agri Finance. We're talking upcycling with Don in just a moment. June continues to be really busy for Superior Video Livestock Market. A couple of sales coming up. One this week, Tallgrass Sale. That'll start at 8 a.m. on Thursday, June 18th. That'll be on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then next week, it'll be the Big Sky Sale. That'll be happening the 24th, 25th of June. Both of these sales coming from the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom down in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
I first heard the concept of upcycling from Dr. Sarah Place when she was at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now, of course, she's with Elanco. The concept of upcycling is a bovine critter taking grass and other plant materials that humans can't eat, turning it into nutritious, high-quality protein. Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance talked about upcycling being a very important concept for the global population that we've got today and in the future at the recent Beef Improvement Federation virtual symposium.
And it's the whole, the upcycling of the ruminant, how we can take advantage and how we can produce enough food for the seven and a half billion people today. But the simple fact that we're going to be working and trying to feed 9.5 billion people just 30 years from now, we very much need to take advantage of the upcycling and the resources of that ruminant animal to keep enough available protein for a growing world. And I would add to that, this whole, while we've seen the pandemic, we've seen the global recession, we may well see a slowdown. As we see more and more of emergence of folks into the middle class, particularly across Southeast Asia, China, and even more and more in Africa, the first thing those folks want to do when they start seeing that stronger income is they want to increase the level of protein in their diet.
Don Close says the dilemma is to produce more beef and be sustainable about it. One possible solution, according to a study that's been done by Roger Caddy, a retired consultant on sustainability, is to try to cut back on the number of idle cattle globally.
The elimination of idle cattle globally could reduce methane production by up to 47%. And specifically on what he was identifying as idle cattle is a mature animal that is not for breeding, it's non-lactating, and it's not used for draft labor. And specifically where we're seeing these idle livestock, Southeast Asia, South America, and East Africa. With the Southeast Asia component, he's specifically talking about the holy cows in India and the numbers of livestock that are not used for any productive measures. He talks a fair amount about, particularly in East Africa, the number of people that are using cattle as a form of currency and how that representation of cattle ownership in those countries often represents a majority of family wealth. And that, say, if we could work those non-productive animals out of the system, it would say we could go from the 9% down. We could cut that greenhouse gas emissions by the livestock or methane emissions by half. When I read that, I got to thinking about it, and I think we could, while it's not really the same thing in the U.S., but if you take the number of small producers in areas of the U.S. that they have a small herd of cows, they gather those calves, take them to the sale barn, they're not vaccinated, they're not weaned, but so many of those people are simply using that cow herd as a savings account. And when you have the transmission go out of the car or the refrigerator goes out, you simply sell a cow or two to come up with the money to pay for that. So I think there's to point the finger at India or East Africa, I think there's areas in all parts of the world where we could really tighten up the efficiency of the animals that we're handling today, that in turn would lower that greenhouse gas emission.
Don Close on beef sustainability issues. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.